Radio Prague News.
Finance Minister Andrej Babiš has come under fire for his behaviour to a Social Democrat backbencher. A new regulation in state housing subsidies may leave hundreds homeless. And the Czech Transport Ministry is to pay people compensation for delayed administrative proceedings. Finance Minister and ANO Chairman Andrej Babiš has come under fire from both his coalition partners and opposition parties for his behaviour towards a Social Democrat backbencher. The backbencher, Ladislav Šincl, said that Babiš described him and his family as corrupt and waved documents in front of him bearing Šincl's name. The confrontation came after the deputy criticised the minister in Parliament. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka described Mr. Babiš's behaviour as totally unprecedented and unacceptable, and the Social Democratic Party leadership demanded an apology from Mr. Babiš. Opposition Top 09 Deputy Chair Miroslav Kalousek accused the ANO party leader of resorting to communist secret police practices to intimidate critics. Mr. Babiš himself is refusing to apologize, saying that Deputy Šincl had lied about him in Parliament. Around 17,000 people threatened with poverty may be left homeless due to a change in legislation which requires municipalities to approve a state housing subsidy for them. The measure went into effect in May of this year and concerns around 100,000 people living in lodging houses. It was meant to have prevented the owners of lodging houses sponging from the state and was to have served to enable these people to pay rents in council housing. However, the amendment appears to have backfired and some municipalities have used it to curb the number of socially weaker inhabitants in the area. The government's Agency for Social Inclusion slammed the amendment as unsystematic and short-sighted. The Czech Transport Ministry will pay people compensation for delayed administrative proceedings, Czech Ombudswoman Anna Šabatová told the CTK news agency on Thursday. The Ombudswoman raised the issue with the ministry after receiving numerous complaints from the public. The base fine for protracted administrative proceedings, that is exceeding the time stated by law, will be 15,000 crowns. Last year, the Ministry of Labour and Social Affairs and the Ministry of the Interior adopted similar measures. The chairwoman of the Czech Alzheimer Society has criticised the Czech Republic for inadequate care for people suffering from dementia. Iva Holmerová, who also heads the Prague Gerontology Centre, told the CDK news agency that the majority of 140,000 people suffering from dementia are cared for by the families who do not get adequate support, and a third of them are in state institutions where they're often not seen by a doctor for years. Mrs. Holmerová said the situation was extremely problematic, to put it mildly, and expressed the hope that the European project Dementia Palliare in aid of people with dementia would help alleviate the situation. The Senate has moved to counter a controversial article of the health law which says that kindergartens and other preschool facilities should not enrol children that have not received the full range of recommended vaccinations. Following a lengthy debate, the Senate proposed an amendment saying that these institutions should only have a duty to ascertain what vaccinations their charges have received and what not. The legislation in question has stirred controversy among parents who are against inoculating their children and feel they're being discriminated against. The proposed amendment is still to be debated in the lower house. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should be partly cloudy to overcast with scattered showers and day temperatures at around 23 degrees Celsius. I'm Danielle Ozerova, and that's the end of the news.